The weather in eastern North Carolina is notoriously fickle, something farmers like Steve McLawhorn are acutely aware of. He's co-owner of Strawberries on 903 in Winterville, and recalls what excessive rain did to his crop last year on his three-acre farm.
Last year we had an excellent crop, and Mother's Day week is probably a fourth of our season, and we had 7 days straight of rain. So when you have that much rain, we had to just hire a huge force of people to go in and pull berries that were too ripe off the plant, because when you leave those berries on there, the plant kind of shuts down, and also that berry goes bad and anything touching them does.
5 months later, in the fall, strawberry planting season began just as Hurricane Matthew brought major flooding to the region. A mid-March freeze after a mild winter caused a scare. But despite a rough off-season, McLawhorn is feeling upbeat about this year's prospects. He says there's about $12,000 worth of strawberries yearly in each crop.
Our normal season, we start picking around the 15th to 20th of April, so we're 3 weeks earlier than we've ever been.
The early season also excites Rich White, who owns White Farms on U.S. 17 between Vanceboro and Newbern.
We've got a lot of blooms forming right now, so I'm looking 30 days from now we'll have another flush of fruit.
White had a tough year last harvest since El Nino dumped mass amounts of water across the eastern United States throughout the growing season between October and March. Last fall, Hurricane Matthew hit, and the subsequent flooding did too.
Well, we had just planted our strawberries. They'd been in the ground probably, I think, about 7 days. And you know, the wind blew, you know, and so we had to go back and go through the field and reset our berries and all.
Though they're susceptible to the elements like any other crop, strawberries grow low to the ground and are easier to protect. Covering called plasticulture is used during the off-season. While some farmers may struggle, North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services Representative Dexter Hill believes strawberry farmers are, for the most part, in the clear. He's based in Kinston and works with local farmers.
We had really warm weather in February, was followed by extreme cold weather in March, but North Carolina growers are very well prepared to protect their crops in cold weather by using row covers and overhead irrigation, and they came through the cold snap pretty good.
In contrast, blueberry farmers, who also have a presence in eastern North Carolina, are facing a much bleaker prospect. Blueberries grow on high bushes instead of up from the ground like strawberries. When the cold snap came, Hill said there was precious little farmers could do to protect them.
And the wind, in combination with the freezing weather, freezing temperatures, created an environment where they were really having a hard time frost protecting over the top of the blueberry bushes. So some of the nozzles were freezing up, the wind was blowing the water around, and so they did suffer some damage.
Strawberries bring in more than $20 million to the state's economy, but strawberry farms are usually smaller operations than the state's bigger cash crops, like sweet potatoes or soybeans. Many strawberry farms have a U-pick component where patrons pick the crop at the source and pay for the haul, usually by the pound. Most of those strawberries stay in the communities where they are picked.
The majority of the North Carolina berries, and what sets them apart is and makes them unique, is the fact that they're direct market, so you're getting a strawberry. Even when you go into a retail outlet, if it's a North Carolina label, that means it was probably picked in the last 24 hours.
Rich White's farm runs exclusively on a U-pick model at $1.65 per pound. He says it cuts down on the biggest headache he had with commercial farming: labor and tight deadlines for commercial buyers.
Most of my deadlines for having the strawberries picked and delivered were 1 o'clock that afternoon. So we had to pick early in the morning, get them packaged, and get them delivered by 1 o'clock. My order would be 1,000 to 1,500 quarts.
Whether you purchase local strawberries from the store, farmer's market, or you pick them up yourself, now is the time to get them. Summer's coming, and that means the end of the harvest season. That's not to mention what may happen if summer comes in too hot, too quickly, especially when considering the plastic covers that usually protect the crop from the cold and rain.
Normally we can go through May, sometimes the 1st of June. The hindrance on the end of the season is it getting too hot. The berries just won't last in the field when it gets too hot on that plastic. Plastic speeds them up in the spring when it's cool, but it hurts you a little bit when it gets hotter.
About how hot is too hot for these kind of berries?
In the 90s for several days.
It's coming is inevitable, so you may want to get out there and pick some. I'm Chris Thomas.